Hi, everybody. Well, this is another program on BBS. So, boy, how many we've done so far? It'd be quite a bit. So, anyway, we're back again. I don't want to sound so depressed. I'm not. I'm just another BBS program. Today is Friday, September 25th, 2015. And let's clear away the energies of, I guess if you've seen the Pope on news media, I guess he's here. Well, at least on one timeline he's here. I haven't seen him. So I don't watch the news or anything, but you may have. So I've heard about him being here through other people. So in my reality, it doesn't matter, but maybe in yours it could. And maybe something's going on with you because of that. So let's take away the energy. So let's disconnect maybe that Pope energy from you, if that's affecting you, or the energy of the people that could be seeing him. Maybe they're in your soul family. That'd be interesting to have everybody in your soul family but you visiting him when he's back east. You're running and screaming out the door, but they hooked you. So anyway, I'm not saying the Pope's a bad guy, or whatever he is, you know. But you know, aside from that, it's still something that you may want to do on the media clearing. Well, here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and again 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Hopefully you're feeling better, if that was affecting you, where the media can connect you into timelines. So maybe you're off that timeline now. Let's clear away emotional stuff that you could have. May have. So here we go. Think of an issue and release it here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beings. So we're going to clear the date here. So clearing the date for today and yesterday, I guess. Releasing those energies. There's some holiday energy out there, I heard, too. Oh, if you are involved with holidays happening now into September, release the energy from you. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And the date will clear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. Simple as that. Let's bring up the light beams. And as you have on your monitor screens, I've heard people have extra monitors up sometimes to get more light beams, to feel more peace in the room. And also they do the clearings that way. So even if you have more light beams up, you have more energy coming into your room. Here we go. So releasing the negativity in your room by bringing in the light beings to have peace energy come to you in its place. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, so see if our co-host is out there on BBS. Are you there? Up there, Ann, somewhere, everywhere? Uh-oh. I don't hear Ann.
We'll bring her back.
We'll bring her back.
Nope. Hello? Hi, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here, Ron, and I hope I'm not everywhere. I hope I'm just right here. And welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website. In case you're a new listener, welcome. His website is creationlightship.com. So you can go there after our show and look that over. There's a lot of information there. There are free healings, and it's wonderful. So that was a good catch, Ron, that the Pope coming may have, you know, courted to us or something. So thank you for doing that. I think I actually did see something about the fact that he was here. I don't even know where he was. But that makes perfect sense since he's in that, or heads up, I guess, that huge religion. So thanks for doing that. And I was wondering, since it's Friday, and for most people in this country, that's the end of their work week, and people have a lot of tension. Maybe people are breathing a big sigh of relief to be with us on the show tonight. Is our audience in the here and now on the CLS Now timeline?
It feels like it.
Great.
Somebody checked your finger, but you all feel pretty good.
Great. And I have a question, which I thank you so much, and I'm sure everyone else thanks you as well for making us all human on your calls. Ron does weekday healing calls at 5:30. They're $20 each to attend over the phone, and he's been making all of us human, fully human on those calls. And I was wondering, Ron, besides that I feel really good, really powerfully in my body, do you think that's making us a little better at deflecting cords and entity attacks and that sort of thing?
I would say so, yes, because as you start owning your body, becoming more of who you are, having your spirit come more fully into you, which is what's actually happening, not being on timeline. So when you're not here, when you know you're not here all the time, when you're not here, you're on timeline. So when you get brought back here, and then you become more of yourself, which is what we do on the calls now, then you would have probably less of a chance at the aliens that warding you off, because your spirit could be a little more proactive. I won't say that it's going to be like night and day change, but as you start having more of you with you, then there's probably less of you to take. Well, that's the main thing is, where are you, what are you, and not on those calls, then I could ask you, why not? You're afraid to be human. Oh, back to you.
Right, and if you really can't attend, they're at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, you can still sign up for the call and be on it absentee. So there's really no reason to not be on it. So, someone wrote in, thank you, Ron, for clearing the largest cult leader energy off me. Tried so hard to stay clear of this news. My family hooked me up at birth to that church. Great to clear. Thank you for writing that in. I just want to add that there are many other clearings if you feel that you're still connected to that church. One effective thing you can do is just put all the church words and practices and things they did to you in the natal barcode clearing. And then there's a religion.
What I'll do is play the Jesus energy.
Great.
That's what the church is believing in. The fake Jesus that's here. Oster, the light of the darkness, Jesus. Oh, here we go. Well, if you've been blessed by people, or maybe people ask Jesus to get you into their church, or ask Jesus for a favor, this is all light of the darkness. The reason why I say light, because people think that they're praying to Jesus of the light. So this is the light that they are praying to, but it's not created by source, it's created by darkness. Well, this is the dark Jesus, which all the churches believe in if they pray to Jesus. So here we go. Feel your body as you release this energy from you. You may have to go on maybe a special clearing to get it out of you if you've been a churchgoer and people do this to you all the time. Once they find out that you're excommunicated or you're no longer going to church, and family members or friends that do, they may put you on a roster list, and there could be, 500 people on it who are quote-unquote sinners, and they're praying for you every Sunday, and some churches meet every day. So you're down the rat hole. So here we go. So if that's your case, and, this, rings true to you, you may want to get on a special clearing and get rid of this. And maybe even get on the alien attack page and type in the word Jesus in there as the entity doing this. It's not of light. So here we go. You can see how this is affecting you. Naturally, I can't take it all away, but we'll get rid of maybe a millionth of a percent away from you, and you're going to feel a little better. So here we go. Releasing the fake Jesus that the churches pray to, and you become prey. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If this affects you a little bit, by all means, I would highly recommend you do that baptism clearing. Want to talk about that one, Ann?
Oh, that's a wonderful clearing. As I said before on the shows, I, of course, cleared my own baptism, but also some times when I was a godmother to some other people, I cleared that as well to get that energy off of me on the same clearing, and it really feels good. It feels very thorough.
I'll do a clearing, too. This is a little different. When I was back in New York quite a while ago, I don't know, 5 years ago, possibly 7 years ago, I was with a couple of people who were Jewish, and they were saying, yeah, you know, they're talking about the, I guess, the Moyo, you know, the synagogue guy, you know, the rabbi who does circumcisions, okay? And he was saying, yeah, they had it in the newspaper here a while back that this guy, whoever he was, this is going to sound pretty crude, but I'll clear this away from people, the men at least. They said, yeah, this couple brought their baby to, I guess, the person, and the baby ended up getting syphilis. They go, how did he get syphilis? They go, well, I guess he was using his teeth through tradition to circumcise the baby. So they had a lawsuit against him. So for all you men out there who are listening, maybe even the women, you go, oh, God. So here we go. Let's release the energy of circumcision. That kind of maybe goes with some of the beliefs there of things. So good or bad, here we go. It may have been painful for you when you're younger and don't know about it. So here we go, releasing that energy. Again, you could do a special clearing on it if this affects you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll see what kind of comments we get there. We'll also do the darkness Mary energy. That's the big one, too, out of the churches. Remember, I guess they teach you that Jesus is very busy. Can't get to Jesus.
I'm sorry.
And Mary, his mother, will talk to him at some point. So here we go. For Mother Mary.
Uh-huh.
So here we go. Some of you may be also laughing out there, but... very serious
that's,
for you, like you thought.
That's
oh,
exactly
man.
What they teach, Ron.
Oh, man. Mother Mary got me. So here we go. And did you pay her enough? Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I wonder what you would do if you did an offering of all you had, and then you did your prayer to, Mother Mary, and it didn't work. Is that a betrayal energy? Or do you feel that you should have put in more, maybe just something else, you know? What would you feel, I wonder? That's kind of an interesting question. Worthy enough? Didn't pay enough? Maybe something was going on? I wonder how the religious aspect, maybe the priest would address that, you know, if you were in a Catholic church or somewhere else. And or you prayed because your dog was sick and the dog died, and why was it your fault? What didn't you do? Oh, now you got guilt. So here we go. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you very much. I think
and God did bless you on this, remember. They told you God blessed you.
Right. Just change curse for bless, right? Ron, it's interesting you brought up the money factor, because you have said how our life force energy and money are very related. And these religions do always want money. A lot of religions have people tithing. I just heard someone mention that recently. I hadn't heard that word in ages. Even the New Age teachers, they figure out some way to take your money. One I knew would have you donate it to different charities. If you had any money over a certain amount, that was, you weren't supposed to keep that, you were to give it away. If you ever were given money or inherited money, you were to give it away immediately. So they do things. And now I see from what I've learned from you that that's their the aliens working through these people to steal your spiritual energy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically it. Uh-huh. Oh, let's clear the word. Remember, there's a key word of nun, right? The Catholic Church nun, the lady. And then you also have the word that you get nothing out of the nuns, and none means nothing. You know, you did something and you got none. So here we go. Either way, it could work. So here we go. Clearing the word none. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another keyword, this you can put on the keyword intercept, you know, what we have there. It's a free clearing. We have the word prophet. So, is a prophet making profit on you? Oh, here we go. Let's clear the word prophet. So, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe some of you went to the New Age churches, so instead of them requesting money from you, they now call it a love offering. So we'll clear that energy. So here we go. Remember, you're offering love. So what's love? Well, that's the opposite of love. It's the same thing. Or it depends how you look at it. Maybe by you giving love energy away in your money, you're bringing yourself into poverty. So here we go. Lack of profit. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For you newbies listening, remember, the energies of the darkness use words and letters. And when you're in that law of cause and effect, the mind matrix, whatever you want to call it, the mind of God, collective consciousness, these are all the same thing. It's all alien energies that you're working with. So every word that you have, boy, they didn't want me to say anything. Every word that you have, and get some water, works with the opposite word. And it's the same thing. It's just energy. But when you think you're getting one thing, then you're getting something else, maybe of the opposite, or you have to draw the opposite to you to balance out. Which brings me back to what I talk about a lot, is you have to own your reality. If you don't become and own your reality, have it be as you, okay, then you're never going to achieve it. It'll all be outside of yourself, like, you know, the dog with the hot dog in front of it, you know, with the stick on its head, you know. Inch away from its nose, it's smelling it, and it's running as fast as it can, but that hot dog just is not in reach. So once you realize that, and that's how you get out of stuff. So if you are not making enough money, then you may want to own that you're not. You like being in poverty. You love being poor. You love having bills. Whatever that situation is to you. And then from there, you want to love it out of your life by doing maybe a little affirmation. So from there, you want to change it. And once you get out of that, you own it, then you can now move forward. Otherwise, you got this ball and chain on you of what you've been forced to live by the aliens. Once you get out of that, then you own this condition that you have, and then you can change it. You don't own it, you're never going to change it. You're always going to be looking outside of yourself to improve it. And there's no way to get out of it unless you actually own your reality. And that's true with anything that you're looking for. So, you know, if you're looking for, say, I hate to use the word love, but we'll just use that word. If you're looking for love to find somebody to love you or something, then better start loving yourself so you don't need that energy around you to be needy, because you're needy of love. So that's, you want to become neutral. That way you don't court anybody. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron, for that was really wonderful how you went a little deeper into love. And I do feel that if we have new listeners, they'll be thinking, why is Ron talking badly about love? Like, people tend to think, oh, it's a wonderful thing that I love everybody and everybody loves me. And so thank you for pointing that out and going a little deeper with that, that we can end up courted that way.
If you want peace. And live in peace off of timelines. Because remember, the opposite will come to you. Remember, it has to. That's the law of cause and effect. Well, the law of cause and effect is you get what you want, what you're thinking of. Your mind puts it out there, and you do get that. But then you have to seek balance. That's what people tell you. That's why you're here, right? That's your karma, right? They don't really put it all in the same sentence. So you believe in karma, then that means that you came into this lifetime owing somebody something, as you took from them in the last lifetime. So now this lifetime, you're trying to balance it out. That's your balancing, we'll say, your karma. Oh, that's the same thing. You go from one end, the pendulum swing to the other. You want to be in the neutral, where the aliens don't want you. How are they going to steal your energy when you're not emoting energies out of you? That's why you have emotional clearings and why you need the unlimited of that, so that you don't get pulled into timelines and living multidimensional lives because of the timelines that were created for you. One life in the now. Anything other than that is alien-induced multidimensional lives, then you're a multidimensional being, and that's 100% correct. You are until you get off timelines. Oh, back to you. And plus, I think all of you would like to know what you're doing. You know, I would venture to say most of you out there right now listening could be on, maybe at least 1,000 timelines, living a life, doing something. And there's movies about this. I don't have any off the top of my head right now that I can bring forth, but there are movies out there showing timelines that people are living. And so if you're out living 1,000 timelines, what are you doing on those? You know about the one here. What about the other 999? What's happening to you? What are you doing there to screw this lifetime up here? Maybe you never thought about that. Remember, it's all the law of cause and effect, and you're connected to it. So, you know, you could be doing a pretty awful thing. And then you come, and then here, got to suffer the consequences of what you did on you know, those multiple timelines. So I'm just trying to give you some insight there. Most of you are probably going, oh, geez, I don't know what I'm doing out there. Well, better get back here. Do those timeline crashes with your issues and situations that you're seeing. You are living those lifetimes, and it's just fortunate that you may have a deja vu or something. Or you might lose your keys, you know, and you go, yep, they got me on a timeline. I got to go back to that timeline and bring my keys back. That's an obvious thing of abduction. Been abducted when that happens. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, we have another message from a listener. Thank you for the Pope clearing Ron. He's a dark side practitioner. I was not affected by it here on the East Coast since I'm doing lots of timeline crashes. And I thought, since you just brought up the timeline crashes, maybe you could explain, well, you explained how we're on timelines, and so can you explain what the timeline crashes can do for us?
Well, you have an issue. So whatever issue you're dealing with, you know, like stubbing your toe, hurting yourself, having an issue with somebody, somebody stealing something. You know, life's full of issues. And I'll probably pick out a few that you have each week. And so you want to go in and timeline crash that, because the more you are emotionally attached to an issue, good or bad, you know, happy, sad, same thing, then they put you on timelines because they're stealing your energy. They go, wow, this person really stubbed their toe good, and they're angry, and they're upset with themselves, and the toe hurts. Man, put them on 1,000 timelines, because we'll get that energy 1,000 times over. Here they only get it off once. When they replicate you and copy and paste you with that same scenario, now they really got you. Man, they're really loving your energy. That's the way it works. So you want to get off the timelines, especially ones that you have issues on. If you know that you have an issue about something, then, you know, and if you get emotional about it or in distress, anything like that, you know, get your buttons pushed, then you know you got timelines, because they're going to put you on them. They're not going to just forget you, because they're monitoring you. Well, and you want to get off those timelines, because they brought you here so that you could give them energy. And that's it. Bottom line, get off timelines. Do as many as you can until you feel better. Back to you. But plus, you're not going to feel good when you're on timelines, because you may not be able to ever get well. Back to you.
Right. Thank you, Ron. We have a couple of testimonials about recent shows. One says, Ron, it was so fun to be able to touch the whales and dolphins on the last radio show when you very generously brought us to the lightship. I was unaware that we could do that. Is that something we can do on every visit to the lightship?
Yeah, it depends on the light beings if they want to be touched or not, okay? So that's their decision. You could attempt that, yes. Uh-huh. Remember, when you go to the lightship, all your garbage will say your stuff is here. What's going up is the true part of you that hasn't been contaminated. And then you get reformed with your blueprint of who you used to be. Because here, you know, as you live life, you start losing parts and bits and pieces of you as the aliens take it. So, just to make it real simple, so you are remade up there with your DNA. So if you're missing an arm here, we'll say, or something up there, you have it. Then they work with you according to what you're requesting. They won't look at you and say, hey, you know, you got this problem here. You have this skin rash or infection or something or whatever. They're not going to point out what's wrong with you. They will know what's wrong with you, but they're not going to bring forth any information to you. It's up to you to request something. It's free will, free choice. And then at that point, they do work with that issue. And then you're being back and forth, we'll say, bilocated continuously in the rooms that you're in with the light beams. And if you're very lucky and you did enough energy work clearings from the light ship, not some other practitioner out there, they probably put you further down the rat hole. So if you did light ship healing, then you have a much better chance of having your problem or maybe fixed or something, but that's kind of the way it works. So, yeah, the dolphins and the whales, you know, you'd have to ask them if you could touch them, and everything is free will, free choice. That's kind of up to you and up to them. So, back to you.
So if we, for instance, tomorrow night, I'll remind everyone and tell anyone who's new listening that tomorrow night at the same time, 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 2, we have a show. And during that show, Ron will bring us on a visit to Creation Lightship. It's a wonderful experience. You need to be on it live to go to the lightship, so try to make a point of being on it live. Think of one physical healing you'd like to ask for help with and request that. And now we know, I guess we could say out loud, may I touch you or pet you, to depending on what rooms we go into, right, Ron? And then see what happens. And, of course, as always, we would love to hear about that if someone has an experience with it.
That also brings up the fact that some people, I do have people on the calls who see what I'm talking about. And for them, it's very, very vivid. And they'll see the rooms. They'll see the light beams. That's one end, far end of the stick where somebody can do that. And they're very fortunate to do that. Then we have the people on the other end who see nothing. All they know is maybe they don't even feel anything. But they realize that after a while, their life starts changing and they're feeling better. And things are maybe working better for them because of the healings that they have done. Not just on the light ship, but, you know, the online healing. So they feel better. And they may not even feel anything. Then you have people who can sometimes feel the energies on the light ship, and they might feel something leave them. If they have maybe a knot in their shoulder, some kind of pain, and all of a sudden that feeling goes away, and all of a sudden they, you know, it's good. So there's all different types of people that go to the light ship with the way they can sense their energies. But you don't have to be an energy sensor to have it work for you. And that brings up the word faith. We'll clear the word faith. So sometimes, you know, like having the dog run over by the car, you know, or the dog died or something, and you prayed to Jesus and Mother Mary and both of them continuously for a week, and all of a sudden you thought, oh, man, my faith wasn't strong enough. I didn't donate enough to the church. Maybe I did something wrong. I'm being punished. You know, especially young kids who believe, yeah, you know, tell Jesus, he'll fix it, you know. or maybe you're brought up with the New Age belief, oh, forget Jesus, we'll go to Archangel Michael, you know. And so maybe you think, oh, man, must have betrayed Archangel Michael, you know, and my faith wasn't strong enough. What's going on here? You know, they didn't listen to me. Oh, that's another trap that New Agers get into, is the word faith. Oh, here we go. Releasing the energy of that from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we also got the word karma. That's another one. So these you can do on the pre-clearing, the alien intercept. Any of these things seem to trigger you. Maybe the word faith that you went, oh, man. Well, maybe you're on timelines with faith. No? Oh, here we go. Hearing the word karma. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay? So, I guess back to you.
Okay. Someone just wrote in a question about the light ship. If you have more than one issue, will they work on it too or only what you request?
They're not going to judge you. Don't judge anybody. It's what you're requesting that they will work with, help you out with. Remember, when you come back here, each time you're bilocated, you go from here to the light ship, that's something, you are fixed. Come back here now. Now, how contaminated is those energetic bodies that you have? Okay? And are you coming into the cloned you? We'll just forget about the cloned you. So, did you do an emotional clearing? Did you do a fear clearing? Did you do other clearings, anxiety? Any of these clearings could... mental clearing, any of these clearings could prevent you from having your clearing because you still have baggage. The baggage comes and forms around you. Now you're not cleared off. Light ship, light beings cleared you off, but you came back here and you went back into the rat hole. Got contaminated with the mud, okay? You go back up there, they go, gee, you know, in a sense, it will just make it a kind of like a cartoon here. They go, yeah, you know, you pull a mud again. What do you do? You go, oh, I don't know. They clear you off again, and you come back down here, and you hit here, and all of a sudden the mud gets put on you again, and you go back up, and they go, what do you do this time? You go, well, I don't know. Oh, and that's the way it works. Oh, did you do your whole lifetime clearings? If you're expecting results, a miracle result, typically you want to get all those clearings done from the whole lifetime. So that's what's affecting you. That's your issues. So as you start thinking about issues, positive issues or negative issues, those are all issues. You get them out of you so that you can have your spirit come into you. It's not going to come into you with love energy. You're holding love energy in your body someplace. Because I don't want to get that negativity from that. The judgment. It can't come into judgment. You have anger in you, same thing. So you may resonate more to anger thinking what it is than you do think of love. It's the same exact equation. It depends what side you're looking at it. Flip it upside down. It's the same thing. Your own energy that you're blocking your spirit to be with. So what's your issues? What do you have right now for issues? Maybe right now you can't think of anything because you're probably more out of time. You know, when you live your life, ask your friends what your issues are. They'll tell you. And you go, oh, I didn't know I had that issue. They go, well, you do. You've had it for a long time. So do a clearing to get it released from you. Do a whole lifetime clearing because the issues that you're dealing with are whole lifetime issues. Okay? Issue that you get once or twice probably is not going to mean much or even do anything to you. But you're running the program on your whole life. Thank you for having your natal chart from this planets and stars connected to you. We want to do that clearing too. The whole thing is that you got contaminated. So then you got to clear yourself out. Don't clear yourself out. How do you expect anything to change? Doing the same thing over and over again. You're not cleaning yourself out, your energetic bodies. And they're activated by your thoughts. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. I was just going to ask you if, like we had a, I was going to say, because you brought up anxiety, would you do a sample of the anxiety clearing for people? But then I thought, could you have anxiety listening to this show tonight? Because I remember last week when we did the source energy, you said nobody needs any healings because everyone's in source energy right now. And tonight's show feels the same way.
Yeah, possibly. If you do have anxiety, then you know you have an issue. So if you're hearing what I'm talking about and you get popped onto timelines and you start getting your buttons pushed and you do have anxiety, well, right away, that's a gift to you. You're going to get and do a whole lifetime anxiety clearing. Well, you just found out what you needed. So back to you, Ann.
Great. Okay, so I want to read this testimonial, Ron. I wanted to tell you how much I appreciated the source energy connection you shared with us last Friday. I heard some thanks come in saying people felt good. Well, I want to add that I more than feel good. I feel that my life has changed. Everything has changed for me this last week. I am still noticing more things that have dropped away from me, like pains and problems and negativity. I was even able to manifest money and finally do the emotional body healing. Such a blessing. Thank you.
Wonderful.
That is wonderful. Yeah, that was a terrific experience. And if you missed last week's show, that was Friday night the 18th. You can listen to it again in the BBS archives. And you can listen to it three times to experience the energy. And you can go to the CTR archives, which are on the right-hand side of Ron's website, and listen to the show on 12 Source Energies. And you can listen to that as many times as you like. The energy will always be there on that for you. And that was what Ron had us all listen to after the show last week. And that really was a wonderful experience, Ron.
So what I'd suggest, before you do it yourself, you know, if you're just listening to us now and you missed last Friday and didn't know about it, you know, get some people over to your house or something so that you can all experience it together.
That's what I would do is, you know, if you have friends that light you feel the energy. And maybe all your friends don't believe in what we're doing, and that's fine, so then you just do it yourself. But maybe you have three times, so why not help out some of your friends, you know. And or maybe, you know, there's a possibility. I'm kind of going a little different here, but maybe let's just say that a friend at work has a dog's having troubles or something, you know. Well, maybe you could say, can I babysit your dog tonight? I want to just be with it and, you know, have the dog with you and do that also, you know, because it will help, I'm sure, the pets and animals of people, even if the person is blocked mentally. And also you can do that 2,000-year a barcode on people if they are stuck in their ways, we'll say, and they don't understand about source energy, but they do understand about religion, but they don't want to go further outside of their belief system because that fake Jesus is working for them. And so you may want to, or whatever they believe in, maybe they believe in Easter Bunny or something, you know, whatever it is, you know, they'll put an energy outside of themselves that is something that's not going to really help them. So back to you.
Right. Trying to suggest to other people that they connect to source energy and be clear, it sounds like a wonderful thing to me, but we end up getting a lot of resistance when we try to talk to other people about it, unfortunately, Ron.
So you may have somebody in your town who listens to CLS, you know, and they didn't know about it either, you know, possibly, maybe not, you know. Or maybe, you know, you happen to be at one of the expos and you met somebody, and so you exchange phone numbers and you call them and say, hey, let's listen to the show together, you know. You're one place, they're in another, and you're both listening to it and you can share how you feel. That would work also.
Right. That's a great idea. Okay. We've not talked too much tonight, Ron, about... this is an interesting one. Last, I can't remember exactly what show you did, Ron, but you have suggested recently that when we're doing timeline crashes, to do... upside down. Do it again and call it upside down. And so someone was wondering, because you just put the Earth back fully into light, does that need to be done upside down as well?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So you can, when you do that, you see and know that the Earth has been put back into the light.
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Okay. And sorry, I have an email to read from someone. Okay, it's not coming up for me, but I remember what the person said. Could the aliens have given us a drug that makes it hard, to keep our minds floating and not anchoring our thoughts to keep us from finding out more information?
Of course, yeah, I would say that'd be true. Some kind of implant, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that happens all the time. Everybody may have a lapse of memory, we'll say. You know, you plan to do something, and if you didn't write it down, you forgot about it. Maybe you thought you're getting older, so you're not connecting the dots as well, you know. But or you just go, yeah, how did I space that out? Well, they just spaced it out for you. They didn't have you... connect the dots on that because they're in control of your mind. Hey, remember, your mind is what they're in control of. That's mind consciousness. So they can turn things off and on, and do that. So drug, yeah, I could say it could be energetic drug. Yeah, they could numb you out.
And the thing
that's
is,
probably more than likely true.
Ron, if you want more information about a subject, wouldn't it still be beneficial to be heart-centered and not try to do that with the mind energy?
Yeah, you want to drop into your heart and see if you can
maybe understand what you're trying to figure out. When you start reading things, you know, curiosity killed the cat. Fortunately, a lot of people do a lot of research on things. And each time you get something, you go, oh, man, that sounds right and that sounds good. And, you know, then all of a sudden you have a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then you're out on timelines validating what you read. And does it really mean anything? I can tell, it probably doesn't. It might give you some clarity, but you're on timelines. And now you have to do timeline crashes. There was a person trying to disseminate information. I'll mention this here. Years ago, I was talking to Al Bielek, he's no longer here, but he could be somewhere else. You know, but anyway, he was talking about Phil Schneider. So you probably all know that if you're, you know, a conspiracy person. So I'll just mention this to you. So I got some DVDs. VHS tapes, I believe, from him. Yeah, VHS tapes, I think. And so that's, you know, you're going back into probably, before 2000. And so anyway, what it was, Phil Schneider was the person and you can Google him. He's probably on YouTube a lot, I would think. Anyway, he's the one that was making the underground tunnels. I guess he was in charge of it. And he was doing underground tunnels from here to there, using alien technology, where the technology would be, they bore a hole in the ground. I can't recall how many miles they went in an hour. I don't recall that. It's been a long time ago. But anyway, I guess they drilled this stuff up, you know, with their grinding machines, and all of a sudden, with the alien technology, it would form on the walls. Flat, it would be there, okay? So there's really no residue left over or dirt to take out of the tunnels. Somehow what happened was he went into, I think it may have been New Mexico, Dulce, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, he drilled down, I guess, from the surface. They had this awful smell, and they hit one of the alien pockets there where the aliens are living. And so I guess he went down, and he had some super soldiers with him, who also went down, and a lot of his protectors got cremated. You know, well, I won't say cremated, but destroyed by the alien weapons. And he also had got hit with one of these lasers, and I think it disrupted his rib cage, and he had to have a plate put in him or something. Anyway, he got upset, I guess, and he was talking about having a Ford van. I think maybe, I'll say in 95, I'm guessing. I could be off. But anyway, he had threats on his life. And they finally got him. But one of the videos I was watching, it had all these older gray-haired people, and he's doing a video telling people who are probably, let's say 70 years of age at a rest home or something, whatever it was where he's talking, because they panned back and, you know, there may have been 30 people there, and he's telling them all about what happened and everything else, and these people probably could care less, you know, too much. You know, it was just something that was fascinating for them, but he's putting all this information that I guess back then was probably top secret, you know, and because of that, he lost his life. So that's kind of what I'm saying, in a sense, you start reading all this stuff, and then you get put under those timelines. And it's good to have the information, maybe, but, you know, ideally, you know, what's it good for? But sometimes you don't need to know all that stuff. Oh, anyway, maybe get some comments on the show. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But just think of yourself out there trying to tell all your friends about what's going on, and they really don't care. It's fascinating to them, but they're not there to understand it. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, since we've, you know, kind of been talking about the aliens, a listener has a really good question. On Ron's website, on the left, you will see his list of free sample healings, and three of the new ones are the black mist, alien black mist, alien green goo mist or mist goo something, and the Death Blu-ray. And a listener has written in to ask if you would define those and talk about those a little for us.
Well, I'll just talk about you probably have all seen movies where all of a sudden this dark-looking fog comes in, and you even see it physically out of nowhere. You start seeing this dark-looking stuff in the sky, okay? That looks like spider webs in an attic, kind of moving. Well, that's that energy. That's the black mist energy. Oh, that you want to clear because it's very detrimental. The other energies are kind of similar, and the blue death ray is energy from the future being transmitted down here, which can cause problems. So I have other shows that I talked about it, but and then this one here, our show's coming getting closely to the end here. So you can listen to other shows or just do the clearings. And it's just stuff out there that is there that could give you a lot of negative energy and harm you. So that's why we put them up. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And since we are getting close to the end, I don't want to forget to say that if you're in the New York City area, put October 16th, 17th, and 18th, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, on your calendar. Ron will be at the New Life Expo, and they have a website where you can find all the details. And you can meet Ron in person, which is fun, of course, and wonderful, but also go into the lightship chamber that Ron constructs at his booth. And you go in there for 10-minute sessions and receive direct source energy. And similarly, it does feel different, but similarly to going on the lightships on Saturday night, you can request a healing when you go in there. And it's a wonderful experience.
So I have a lecture, I believe I have two lectures during that weekend, one on Friday and I believe one on Saturday, and then I have two workshops, and I have one workshop on Saturday and one on Sunday. So hopefully you can come to the workshops and the lectures, so be quite interesting. Everything is a little different each time. If you've been to them before, I get a lot of people that come to them all the time. At least they come to one of them back in New York, and even on this coast here. The people always want to at least see me once, if not more. So it's great. So I see a lot of familiar faces. When I go back to the events. So back to you.
Yes, it's really great to go to those. Somebody wrote in, you were saying before about writing things down, and someone wrote in to say, the biggest lie I tell myself is, oh, I don't need to write that down, I'll remember it. So, Ron, when we're connected to our spirit and wanting to do our work, whatever that is, is our spirit helping us to be, in that moment, connected to source energy, or is our spirit pulling up knowledge that it has and memories from past lives of things we've learned before?
Okay. Well, I'll have to have that repeated. Your spirit does not connect to source energy. It's already source energy. Remember, it's never outside of yourself. That's why you want to get more source energy with you by doing the clearings to bring more spirit energy to you. Now, ask the question again.
So does the spirit can have memories of past lives? In other words, if all of us have been here, or most of us have been here for many thousands of years, do we have memories that can help us when we're trying to do our work here?
No, because each time you come here, you're brainwashed. Your spirit is cleaned off of the negative trauma of the past life that you lived, reincarnated with, in a sense, a clean slate of all the negativity. It's taken off you. That's your past life review. that's what happens. According to your belief system that you have when you're living, is how traumatic that could be for your spirit. Okay? If you believe in the hell thing and you didn't go to church and all of a sudden, you know, you thought you needed to be saved and you still believe that, uh-oh, they told you you're going to go to hell for not going to church and you have 80 years on yourself of not going to church and now somebody says, you know, you're going to go to hell because you didn't go to church, you didn't believe in this religion, and this is the best religion, you know. We really know Jesus, okay? So now that imprinting is on you, and as you do your past life review that the aliens bring you into, you first go down that white light tunnel, and then you go, body has all this emotional trauma in it. Remember, your last thoughts are what you're mainly going to be dealing with first, okay? Oh, you're in fear. You're going to be going through all that fear, and what you brought up is now reprogrammed in you. If I wasn't good enough, I didn't go to church, didn't believe in Jesus, you know, I did this, I did that. Now what happens is the aliens get that energy off of you. So now they do the past life review, and you start unwinding yourself out of your karma, we'll say, that you had in this lifetime. All those thoughts are now coming forward. You're reliving those lifetime experiences, and then you finally get yourself cleaned off. You go, man, I want to get out of here, in a sense. And they go, no, you can't. This is the song Hotel California. You can check out any time you'd like, but you can never leave. So they put you back in here again. Figure out some reason. You're on a mission. Well, you go, oh, I'm here on a mission. Got a spiritual mission here. The Catholic Federation, the hierarchy said I'm on a mission. I'm back here now. You come in here because, remember, they don't want you contaminated. The baby would die. And all that negativity brought on it from your whole lifetime because you died of that. Died of all your stuff. Are they going to bring it into a baby? Well, they could. They could bring a baby in with all that contamination because if they want to torture the parents of that child, maybe the baby dies at 6 months and, you know, there's 100 people affected by it. And then the parents have heartache for their whole life. So basically, your spirit knows nothing about any of the incarnations that it had in the past. Not needed to know. And it's taken away. I mean, to give the aliens your spirit energy through your issues that get activated from your DNA in your body, which is your cellular memory, and that cellular memory is what comes forward. And you imprint it with your spirit energy, and they steal that. Just like when you write a letter or make something, you have your imprinting of your spirit with that, and that has energy in it. Back to you. Yes, our show is kind of coming to a close shortly here, so we should probably, I think we've been on for an hour, so.
Okay. It just came into me that maybe we could have a heartache sample, Ron, before we go, and then maybe do the mind-to-heart drop, and we'll say goodnight.
Yeah, so here we go. Heartache sample. Think of one of your heartaches that you had. I can't guarantee it'll go away, but I can clear that one issue that you're looking at. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Doing the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing daily, many times. Bring you peace. Otherwise, you won't be in peace. You need to connect to your spirit. To tell your spirit out loud that you want to take the thoughts in your head, which is darkness, alien agenda, mass mind consciousness, the mind of God, whatever you want to use there. To take those thoughts that they gave you, drop them into your heart to get them neutralized, and you're at peace. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, BBS. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.